Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a mini-sode of Dumb People Town. Population you. Population Nick Antonian. Did I get that right?
You got that right.
I got it right.
Dude, what's happening? Thank you so much. You're a new friend, someone we just met through other people, and you came to our movie screening last night, the poop documentary. What'd you think of that?
That was good stuff. It's funny because today I was constipated as fuck, and that hadn't happened in literally
our movie. Because our movie stopped your anus from being able to do its job.
It might have been some sort of subconscious thing where I'm like, fuck.
What happened?
What is happening?
Did you yell, damn you, Sklarz, as you were squeezing and tiny trickles of blood were coming?
I was cussing motherfuckers out.
Thank you. I'm very sorry. Did that to you. Well, here's the deal. With this show, we just let it flow.
When you hear the details come out.
I'm sure you have done some dumb things in your life as we have. When you hear the story,
this will make you feel better. I mean, look, the world is getting dumber, as we know. I mean, I just feel like stupidity is the kind of like the oceans are rising, stupidity is rising.
Right?
And so we got to fight back.
We fight back through comedy.
Daniel Van Kirk, how are you, buddy?
What's up, my friend?
Welcome to the show.
We have a mutual friend, Nick, Jason Nash.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, dude.
He's my boy.
He's, same with these guys.
Old dear friend of ours. We've been doing comedy with him, known him from New York since way, way back. He is super talented and funny, and I love that he's
such a great dude.
He's phenomenal.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's kind of
cool how he's entered, you know, the influencer community as a dude who came from a comedy background, and I love to see how he sort of sprinkles that in. He was Vine at first, and now he's doing his YouTube channel, and it's really cool.
He's crushing it. Doing his thing.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, Daniel, do we get a story sent to us?
You know, we don't.
Thanks for joining us, Nick. That's the show. Good night.
This is the one time I forgot.
Whatever
you guys want to talk about.
Our townies who are our fans listen to the show send us in great stories. And by the way, any picture that we talk about will be on the Facebook page. So join that page, facebook.com/dumbpeople.
Here we go.
All right. Dumb People Town.
At Daniel Van Kirk on Twitter, #DumbPeopleTown. If you want to do what this townie did, it was sent in by, I love this name, and I think we've done it before. This is the name on Twitter. One of three Jared Thornbergs on the internet.
What a great
on the internet.
Nets. Yeah.
One of three.
When someone says on the internets and they aren't joking,
right?
You're like, you don't know what's going on with the internet.
He's so fucking lost. Poor guy.
Yes.
And he's just mad that there's duplicates. Do any of you guys have duplicates on the internet?
No.
Is there another Randy
Sklar? There is another Jason
Sklar.
I had to do Jason Sklar and then a whole long
Utah Jazz fan or something? He's like from Salt Lake City or Minnesota Timberwolves.
I think he's a Timberwolves fan.
He's like
whatever it is, it's a little odd because he took Jason Sklar at gmail.com.
What about Nick Antonio? Have you ever found another one out there?
Your
last name's like unique enough. You're probably safe.
Yeah, I don't think I have. I found the same last name, but I don't think I found the same.
You need to seek
them out and destroy them. Is what we're trying to say, if possible.
There's a Dan Van Kirk somewhere in the South that just gets tagged in all these promotions for
shows, dude.
And never corrects anybody.
He's like, yeah,
and never says like
see
wrong.
See at the North.
And then there's a Daniel Van Kirk like in NorCal who recently bought a Toyota. They took his email address down, so I keep getting emails about them wanting to
How's your new Toyota? Come on in for a checkup on that Toyota.
I keep writing back, I hate this car. sent in by one of three Jared Thornbergs on the internet at @00-. That's the word double, O-H, and then the word negative.
All right, here we go.
Just on headline and alone, I think the four of us could joke about this for 20 minutes.
Okay.
I'm just going to read you the headline.
Read me the headline.
Which I almost never do, but it's gold. Rocket bike man skis off roof and falls on fence.
Okay.
Right?
So he put a rocket technology onto a bike.
But they're calling
already
him
stupid.
But they're calling him Rocket Bike Man. Which you know that's what he wants people to call him.
For the
right?
rest of his life.
Right?
Like,
if you do that.
It's like, how does that even, like, onto a fucking
fence? Like, that takes precision.
Where did you start from?
Right.
Yeah, you started on the roof.
But where did he start from is a great question, because that started in his mind like about 25 years
ago. You know, he's got plans, you know, like
the origins of the idea. It's like, yeah, you know, Fritz, this is what I'm going to do.
This happened in a breakfast nook when he was with his roommates 20 right. years ago. Then they've all left him. His wife has left him. He's
there are
become
many
the rocket
people
man.
Have said to him, women in his life said, it's either the rocket bike or me. And then he chose the rocket right. bike. We okay. know what he chose. So he went off of a roof, which I'm going to guess is his, but maybe not his.
It's his landlord's, I'd assume.
Okay, fine.
His landlord's owned the building.
Yeah.
And then he went and landed onto a fence. If he wasn't doing it as a video or a viral video, it should be. Right. I mean, I hope he was videotaping.
That's a hell of a video. That thing goes viral. Am I
Rocket bike man skis off roof and falls on fence.
For some reason, I visualized the person recording him was fucking drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, everybody involved.
He's just holding his phone. He's like, dude, yeah. And he's like holding the phone the wrong way. I got it. Go.
And it's on his eye. It's not like this guy risks everything, lands on a fence, and the guy who's recording is recording his own face.
Yeah, he wasn't even recording.
Oh, shit. I got to flip it around, man.
Oh, sorry, man.
Like, he's already on the fence. He's like, all right, dude, here, I got it.
I got it. Go. Go.
He's on the fence. He's like, go off the roof. Start.
Go off the roof now. Now the guy's like, I want it to be an electric fence. I also it's want it to be a barbed wire fence. I know it's not those things, but I want it to be.
The only thing guaranteed to have happened was he lost his security deposit.
Oh, yeah.
all right. Pay for that fence, man. This takes place in Wilmar. I don't know where that is. No, a man was injured Friday afternoon after attempting to jump a homemade rocket bike off of his house. Oh, he does own it. Off of his house roof in the 800 block of 3rd Street Southeast. Our loyal townies, find out where Wilmar is and add 3rd Street, 800 3rd Street Southeast to the walking tour.
By the way, this is a guy who has too much time on his hands. This is a guy who or does not have any other hobbies.
Yes, right. Like, he's either newly retired or taking a break year between high school
or newly
and college.
Laid off from
this
his
This is
job.
Gap year behavior.
Right.
Like, I appreciate the shit out of him building that rocket bike.
You kind of do. There is a part of us that actually... He did do something. They say in America, we don't make anything anymore.
He made a rocket bike.
Yeah. Kept it in country.
Remember when Matt Damon said, we bought a zoo?
Right.
We made a rocket bike.
Could he be the mascot for the Houston Rockets? I mean, that to me sounds like mascot behavior,
well,
right?
I'm going to show you guys the picture of his rocket bike. Mm-hmm.
Are you saying that we're going to all want one?
No.
Okay.
You're going to imagine someone being on this, going off of a roof and then into a fence.
Okay. And is it the definition of ghetto? What is it?
It's the definition of, like, you're going to die on that thing.
Oh. All right, so this picture will be... Okay, the bike is on skis.
Yes.
All right, so there is no, like...
And then there's snow outside, so he's in a cold environment.
This is essentially a bike frame... But
it's not a bike. It's a sled.
It's like a sled.
Sled with a
it's
bike
a
seat.
Bike sled.
Yeah. Bike sled.
It's a bike sled. Here's what I also love. Included in this article, which I'll also post on the Dumb People Town Facebook page, is some sort of logo that I don't know if he branded and created himself or the person who wrote this was like, we need some sort of thing to show the rocket bike. This also could be a great Dumb People Town shirt.
Yeah.
Well,
I want that so badly, because the best part about that is they forgot to put the element of the bike on it.
Right.
So it looks like a bench on
like
a sled
Santa
with
Claus
a rocket underneath.
It's like a sled on a missile.
Yeah. That's less of a rocket bike and more of a missile sled.
Yeah.
Missile sled.
Hey, your missile sled's in my rocket bike.
Missile
your rocket bike's in my missile sled.
They just pulled out a Coachella.
Missile sled just pulled out a Coachella.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't missile sled sound like a band that would be in one of those things?
So he was injured after attempting to jump a homemade rocket bike off of his house. And I feel like he made sure they understood that he made it himself. Like,
would you do that? Would you do that for a video? It just if someone was like, man, you could get a million views.
A missile sled off.
Missile sled off a roof.
I've done some really crazy shit. The one of the craziest things I've done just recently, about 2 months ago, was I took a moped and I jumped it off a ramp into a pool.
Into a pool. All right. Moped into a pool. You're on an electric thing. I don't know if I would condone that.
No.
Are you trying to get into
a missile moped?
It's not a missile moped.
It's not.
You didn't put a rocket on that moped.
Was this your idea?
It was. Yeah, it was my idea.
Good. At least you own it.
It was for my friend's blog.
Oh, my God.
It literally just...
That wasn't even for your thing. You did it for someone else's.
Yeah, it was for
you did it for the love of the game.
That's selfless.
That's like selfless.
Walk me through how you felt when you were on the moped and you had started your trek towards the pool.
What are you thinking to yourself?
So what am I thinking to myself? I knew I was going to go to the hospital. That's what I
did. Did you go to the hospital?
I did go to the hospital. It's really scary when you...
You leaned in?
Accept that this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
And it's too late to turn back.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't turn back anymore because you have 10 friends looking at you like, you got to do this. You got to get the footage. And I have to get the footage.
Yeah,
I literally...
You're not in Iraq. But did you want to get out of it at some point? Were you like, I don't want to do this?
I did for a second. I got off the moped. I'm like, guys, I can't do this. I'll just drive it into the pool without the ramp.
Right.
But then I got off. I'm like, wow, I don't want to be a pussy. I told my friend...
While I don't be a pussy is also the beginning of every one of our dumb people. While I don't want to be a pussy is the last thing you say before you go to the hospital.
that's literally what happened, dude. They put the ramp back on and they just flew that bitch.
How high up did you go?
Dude, I literally went at least 10 feet.
There's a moment when your butt came off the seat.
Yeah.
Right? 100%. And you're still holding onto the handlebars.
And I'm still holding on, yeah.
And you're feeling this weight of like, I can fly. Uh-huh. I believe you're like Michael, like you're right. Kelly, tiny white Michael urine. Jordan.
Right. Yeah.
And you're like, this is the beginning of the end. Now, did you think you were going to overshoot the pool?
That's what I had no idea what I was going
to
do.
Did you have to clear any cement?
Yeah, I had nothing to clear. All it was me pool. Jumping the moped into the pool.
And did you go in the water?
But I missed the pool. I missed the pool. That's not good. Half the moped missed a pole.
You were too much.
It went a little too far.
Yeah.
And my body flew off into the left side. And literally my body just came crashing down.
What happened? Did you break anything?
Dude, I got up and I
got
was
up. That's, got up. I don't you were even, probably in shock. You were probably in shock.
I was 100% in shock. I don't know what was going through my mind. I'm like, I broke all my bones in my body.
I broke everything inside me. And the guy's like, all right, man, I'm ready to start recording.
You're
like,
yeah, no! If I was your friend, the first thing I would have said, he'd be like, I didn't get it.
All right, now we got. Now we know how it goes. Let's do it, guys. Let's do it for real. Set the rep. By the way, Dan, we had no idea when you gave us this story that we would have a comparable story from our guest.
Can I say this? That like moped off a ramp into a pool feels like what's happening to America right now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
and we're missing the pool.
We're missing the pool, man.
Why am I offended by this right now? I had to do it.
You had to do it.
Dude, you did it for the love of the game. You didn't even do it for your own thing.
You did it for someone.
The difference is, though, to your credit, Nick, in the analogy for our country, there's not enough people saying we shouldn't be doing this.
Right, I know. There should be more people being like, get off the moped.
This is probably not a good idea.
Our country is doing this.
You would step out to like teenagers, like youth at risk, and say, if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't do it.
I would absolutely do it again.
Okay. Oh, you would do it again.
Okay.
Now we know what we're dealing with.
I mean, that's the old adage. Get back up on that moped.
Drive it into the goddamn pool.
When life gives you the side of a pool, you turn
that moped into it.
Into a blog post.
Gives you moped and you fly that shit off.
All right, so what happened according, to this damn rocket?
According
thing?
To the police report, the rocket bike consisted of a pair of skis,
yeah.
a bicycle frame,
sure.
and motorcycle exhaust pipe that was being fueled with heat, an antifreeze product. Now, I assume you've never had to use heat in your life. I don't know if St. Louis guys, if you guys have ever had to use heat. H-E-E-T
H-E-E-T. Have you ever used it in the winter, in the freezing cold winter,
yeah, you put it into your gas tank to
California,
help your car
You were
start.
Born and raised in L.A., so you never dealt with
yes. it. It's like a little yellow bottle, and you have to pour it into your gas tank. Yes, it helps your car in the winter.
When it's
and
frozen.
It's highly flammable. So this guy was like, I'll just put this into a motorcycle exhaust pipe, strat it up to a bike frame and some skis and change my life.
Hey, man, you going to do that on the ground? No. I'm going to do it up on the
roof. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get Deb back. Oh. That's what I'm going to do. Debbie! She's not here, man. Just go. Debbie!
Wait, I'm not recording.
Did she see it? She's literally not here.
Did she see it? His first words when he comes back to consciousness.
When he comes off the fence.
Dude, I want to sit down, crack a couple beers up with that guy and just talk to him.
Yeah, you guys identified just like you were both in war together.
If I were his friend as he was coming back to consciousness, I would say, I'm on the fence about what you did. Just like you.
And also there's just part of the fence in you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're all. Not only is you're on the fence is on you.
Is on you.
The unidentified man fell. just for a quick side, do you guys want to guess how many feet he fell in from the roof into the fence?
I love they didn't say he jumped. He fell.
Yeah,
he
just descended off the fence. Succeeded about
how many feet from the roof to the fence?
You just had to guess.
11.
Okay.
Good call. Anybody
15.
Else? 15 from Ran.
8 feet.
8 feet. The unidentified man fell approximately 13 feet.
Whoa!
Split the difference right over here, Randy
yeah,
and Nick.
Yeah, you and I.
Yeah.
Nice. Beautiful.
He fell 13 feet and apparently hit a fence in the yard this is key, during the fall. So it didn't hit the ground and slide into the fence. He hit the fence on the way down. Which yeah. is
that's what I was
never
thought.
How you want to approach
you
a fence.
You don't
want to
land
first.
On top of a fence.
Oh. I feel like the fence was right underneath the roof. And he's like, okay, dude, I'm going to clear.
I'll definitely clear that the fence.
Like, he
never thought I was going
to
fall.
In the moped trying to clear the fence. He's like, I can do this.
Right.
He just guns that shit. And it's like, holy fuck.
Guns it.
The level to which Nick is identifying with
down.
This man's.
Is deep.
Yes.
It's deep.
When rescue personnel arrived, this is great.
Uh-huh.
When rescue personnel arrived Friday, I hope that means it happened Thursday.
But he's just on the fence right. like a scarecrow.
When rescue personnel arrived Friday, the man was on his back on a sled, pushing himself around the driveway with his feet. He was reportedly swearing and yelling about the pain. So the cops get there. This guy is now on another sled, pushing himself around on his feet, yelling and cursing at people about how much he hurts.
That's
sons of bitches. Let me do that. Dad?
Did you see it?
She is not here, Kevin.
Kevin, she's not here. No, it is one of those things where I've been so hurt that I have sworn at people. I do know that kind of pain where you're so injured that you're angry at the
but
world.
Why not just lay there? Why does he feel the need to still be doing stuff in his
He's
driveway?
Uncomfortable in the pain and he
I
has to like push
so.
Himself around.
So, man. But he got himself into a sled and just
started pushing himself around the driveway
with
by
his feet,
like laying on his
this
back.
This is something
yelling.
That a kid does who doesn't want to take a nap.
I know.
You know what I mean? I feel like if you're in pain and you're getting pissed off, there's people around you.
Yeah.
You get because people are annoying you. You're so much in pain.
So people are probably laughing.
But when there's no one around you, there's You just look
Survive.
Crazy as fuck, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Cussing and
we hope first of all, so we hope that there were people laughing at him, which
so
is why
his,
he's
which could
himself
which
around.
Could inspire the curse.
Yeah, otherwise, like Nick said, he's just a lonely crazy guy
right.
who had to tell everybody later on what
a
he did.
A lonely crazy guy
on
his back
sled.
On a sled in his driveway pushing himself.
And you know
around
that the rescue personnel were like. If you stop yelling at us, we will help you.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Nope. See,
and
that
then they're
is
like
not...
parents. They're like, let him just tire himself out.
Yeah.
Don't get into this
yeah.
one.
Those let legs. Him just yeah. out. He's going to want us to take that fence out of his abdomen eventually. All right. I'm going to ask you guys right now. We nicknamed him quickly Kevin. How old is Kevin Rocket Bike Man?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is going to get it? Guess the age.
All right, man. Nick, you want to
go
first?
Second or third?
Where do you want to go in the guessing?
31 hit me.
31.
Okay.
31. Okay.
31
right
years old.
All right.
It's a solid right. guess. It's a good number because you're close to the 20s.
Exactly.
Randy or Jay?
Nick trying to recapture his glory. Jay, what do you think?
I think he's 24 years old.
24 years old.
I don't know why that number has come to me. It does.
I think he's 36.
Wow.
36 years
yeah, you know,
old
I
Randy?
Mean, I just think like lonely a guy, shit. Look, 36, lonely, and also like he has access to all the things, like a motorcycle motor. He knows where to get the heat. He knows how to like assemble this thing together. He knows how right. to put the whole rig
See,
up
to
on
me,
the roof.
Just based on ages alone, Jason's age, what was yours, 24?
24, yeah.
24 is a guy who thinks, there's no way I'm going to get hurt by this. This will be fun.
He's 24.
31.
He's 24. He's got two more years of college.
Right. If he goes back.
If he goes
31
back.
Is a guy who thinks, I can still do this sort of shit. like knows he could get hurt, but also has too much confidence in him.
And he's like, I'm not in my 30s yet.
36 is a guy who wants to be known for something. like my dad Nothing didn't live to past 40. I probably won't either. I want 4 years of being known for something.
I
want to
be the guy who did da-da-da.
This is glory.
Right. I want to be Rocket Bike Man. I want to walk into a bar and have people be like, RBM!
What's up, Rocket Bike Man? I don't want to be the guy at Dunkin' Donuts who works at Dunkin' Donuts. I want to be the guy who's known for the thing that
who
I do.
Also works at Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, fine.
Part time. All right. So we have let's just go. Jason, 24.
24 years old.
31, Nick.
Hey, Rocket Bike Man, you want to slide off that roof over there and get me a cruller?
You sons of bitches. They're just
like, I'll show you.
Back rolling around. God
36 is what you said, right? Right?
36.
I said 36.
Kevin, Rocket Bike Man from Wilmar, somewhere in Dumb People Town.
By the way, I love Elton John's song about Rocket Bike.
Rocket Bike. Oh, it's
I'm so excited to hear this.
Is 40 years old.
Oh, what? Yes.
40.
Old enough to know better.
Oh, man. Dude, he wanted to die on that fence.
That's like a breaking point in life.
You're a broken man. You are absolutely right. You're a broken man
Dan
at 40.
Dan said it. He wanted to die on that fence.
He was like Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump. He's like, you should have left me out there.
He's like Nicholson in You Want Me on That Fence. 40 years old. He's twice over a stepdad. So that's he has to answer to his
40
kids.
Years old, there's two kids. One of them is saying, Dad, stop. The other one is going, come on, Kevin. They're both. He is in charge of both of these
He's in
kids.
Charge of
one
his son and the stepson.
Yeah. One is calling him Dad. Kevin, dude, come on. You're not gonna make me like you more for this.
Dad,
stop it.
Stop, Dad.
Rocket Bike Man.
Guys, you know what he said right before. I'm definitely clearing the fence.
I'm clearing this fucking fence.
He knew in his heart of hearts he was clearing the fence.
I want you boys to know something, okay? Your mom may never come back, but both your moms. But when I clear this fence, you're going to realize anything is possible in life.
Anything is possible.
Oh, this goddamn fence.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time.
Yes. Oh,
there
wow.
we go.
Rocket Bike Man.
That is how we do it.
In Dumb People Town.
I love it. That is a mini-sode. You guys have a great weekend.
Nick, how can people follow you? They can follow you on
Instagram. On my Instagram.
Which is?
At Nick Antonian.
A-N-T-O-N-Y-A-N.
Correct.
Nick Antonian. Follow him. He's got a lot of followers.
He may have his own Rocket Man. I think we inspired you today.
Do you have posts up on your Instagram from like the aftermath of your moped accident and all that shit?
I do have one picture. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now you got to go there to find it. If you want to see the Rocket Bike and the Rocket Bike logo, which doesn't look like a Rocket Bike at all, go to our Facebook page.
And tell us if you think we should make it into a t-shirt.
Facebook.com/dumbpeopletown. Let us know if you want to turn it into a t-shirt.
And oh shit, we have to get back to work.
Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.